Wake up, Best of You just posted. Happy New Year, happy 2024. We're doing things a little different this year if you haven't noticed. I'm in your ear a little bit louder now, as if you needed that. But sometimes I don't know if you guys quite get what I'm saying. So now you have no excuse because I should be coming in loud and clear. Okay. I'm just so happy to be in a new year with you guys. And I do have to tell you, we have some cool shit on the way. I feel good. I don't know about you guys, but this is going to be a good year. I can tell because last year it wasn't a good year. So this year has to be. And we're kicking it off with a topic that I've avoided. We're starting strong. Friendships. Here's the thing, guys. I have been asked so many times about friendships. By the way, if you have other questions about friendships outside of today's topic, please do leave them in the comments. I'm ready to talk about this with you guys. But here's the thing. I don't talk about things that I haven't quite figured out. That sounds weird. I don't talk about things as I'm usually in the thick of it. Maybe I should say that because I do talk about things with you guys that I struggle with. So that's not entirely true. But as it relates to friendships, I've been very hesitant to get into this topic because I didn't feel like I could give you guys advice because I really struggled with friendships, particularly my mid to late-ish 20s. Truly, in the last couple of years, I've turned around in the friendship department. But to be totally honest with you guys, Bestie B has had some negative experiences. And you know what? That's life. You're gonna have shitty friends. But don't make the mistake I've made where you just decide to punish yourself from having fulfilling and beautiful relationships because a couple girls were mean, okay? As I've gotten older, I've realized that's so unfair to me, and these people that I'm not even friends with anymore still have control over me if I decide that I'm not worthy enough to be people's friends. So I definitely went through a period of isolating myself. This was more so like in my mid-20s. I also lived in Kansas City, so that was kind of easy to do, but I really kind of shut down, and the pandemic definitely didn't help. So I just started to understand some of the relationships for what they were in my life, and it was really hard to digest. I'll get into more of that later. But coming to terms with how I thought highly of these people, and I don't quite think they ever felt the same about me. And I finally came to grips with these relationships in my mid-20s, and it fucking sucked. So as I'm here in my 30s, I'm really proud of the fact that I can no longer resonate with that. I do have friends, I promise. I'm actually in a really healthy place with it because I've gotten through those kinks, but also I've figured out these rules. I say rules loosely, but they're kind of like indicators that I'm in a healthy relationship. I won't put myself in the same positions that I've been in the past, you know what I'm saying, where people can treat me poorly. And I also want to be a good friend, so the things that I'm going to share with you today aren't just things that you should look for in other people, it's things you should also try to be within yourself. Okay, so let's get into some friendship stuff. One of the things I realized that was very hard to come to terms with was you should not have to force yourself into relationships, into these friend groups. I know that can be easier said than done sometimes because friend groups can be complicated. Sometimes maybe you're there because one person in the group is really close to you and you kind of by association feel the need to force yourself into things. So I get it. That's so much easier said than done. But what I've realized is if you have to force it, it's not for you. And I've learned that just in general with almost every aspect of my life, that when it feels complicated, something is off. It shouldn't be. Like down to the most mundane things, like in the morning, if there is something that's just not working in my routine, I just switch it. I am so about just going with the flow these days. And I think you need to feel that resistance even within your relationships and take it as maybe a signal that something is off, and it doesn't have to be forced, but it also isn't quite an indicator that there's anything problematic going on. Sometimes we just don't get there with certain people, and that's okay. What I wish I didn't do in the past was make that an indicator of something being wrong with me not being good enough to be friends with certain people. The reality of the situation was certain people clicked better than me and the other person. And also the same could be said for some of my relationships. I clicked better with certain people too. So it really didn't make sense to be so hard on myself. And particularly, I would say my high school self really struggled with this, trying to force my way into friend groups that didn't really want to accept me. Finally, the biggest lesson from that, my 20s, when I still was hanging out with these people from high school, eventually I really saw it for what it is. It couldn't have been more obvious. And I'll give you a little rundown because I did talk about this on my podcast. I have just revamped my podcast in case you guys didn't know. But I had a couple friends who requested to go to brunch with me. And essentially, long story short, which they asked to go to brunch, like that needs to be understood. We get to the brunch, they ghost. They ghost me. And this was like when I first started dating AJ. So he was actually like meeting them. And it was just really embarrassing because it's like, damn, like my friends fucking suck. And they did. And I think when I finally had AJ, someone who really does love me so unconditionally and makes me feel so important, it was clear as day what was going on and what has always been going on, and that it was finally time to rip the band-aid off. And after that situation, I did. I was like, I'm not gonna be made to feel like that anymore. That's a terrible feeling. No one should ever feel that way. And to be honest with you, it was straight up bullying, and it was something that I had gone through for long enough, and just because I wanted to force myself into these situations, but I was so greatly disrespecting myself in the process. You know what I'm saying? So you should never have to force yourself into these situations. You should feel like you're always welcome. You should never have to shrink yourself around friends, okay? Your friends should be taking you in as your authentic self. No, you don't need to shrink your personality. You don't need to do less. No, you're not being extra. And if you are being extra, we love that about you. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be made to feel like when you walk into a room, you need to make yourself feel small. And that's in any situation, but especially with people that you call your friends. And you would be probably so shocked at how often we encounter friends who make us feel this way. They make us feel like we're always doing absolutely too much. My definition of doing too much is if you are like hurting yourself or someone else, then you are doing too much. And in that case, as a friend, I would check you. But if that's not the case and you're not hurting anybody, you're not doing anything wrong, I want to see your big personality, and you should want that as well. And your friends should want that for you too. You should not have to shrink yourself, point blank, period. I feel like there are certain kinds of people who kind of take jabs at you when you are your authentic self. And that's something I experienced like growing up. I would have people like say off the wall shit that just like, it was like, why would you say that? And then it makes you feel dumb. It makes you feel embarrassed. It makes you want to shrink and feel small. You don't want to draw attention to yourself anymore because it feels like who you are is not good enough. But that's not your problem. That's theirs. You are enough. You are good enough. And you just need to be around people who accept you for that. My next point, your friends should inspire you to some capacity. And maybe this comes off kind of bitchy, but I don't want to have friends that like don't inspire me. And that doesn't mean like they have to have this crazy lifestyle, this aspirational lifestyle. That's not what I'm saying. I just need to look at you and be like, there is something about you that I adore and that makes me want to be better. When I say inspire, I basically mean being around this person makes you want to do something better in your life. I'll give you an example. I have a friend who has an insane body. She is so disciplined. She's up at like 4 a.m. working out. She is goals. So when it comes to self-respect, showing up for myself, being disciplined, taking care of my body, when I just don't feel like doing it, I always think of her. And I'm like, she's a great example that this is possible and it is worth it to get up, go on my walk, or to go to the gym, to do things to take care of myself. And she's a perfect example that the results result when you do that, okay? And I'm not saying like appearance matters, but I am saying that when you invest in yourself, it shows. And that's something that I really admire about her. So that's one thing. Another friend that I have, I admire the fact that she is just so calm and goes with the flow. Like, you are not disturbing her peace. Waiter got her order wrong. It's not the end of the world. She might just ask to get it fixed, but she's so chill. Her presence alone reminds me that I am taking life way too serious. Just being in the room with her makes me bring it down a couple notches. And it's honestly great because I need that. I'm very high strung and a little anxious. Being around someone like that who is the complete opposite, very grounded, very calm, very peaceful, love that energy. And I need that energy. And I learned so much just from literally sitting in the room with this person. I have a couple friends who are all also mothers and business owners. That is something that I really look to, because one day, if I am to be blessed with a child, I will be in the same position to have a child and run a business. And so when I look at these moms who are doing both, showing up for their kids, but also they're kicking ass in their business and still doing what they love, I love to see it, because we all know being a mom is a full-time job. It's incredibly hard, and it's so easy to lose yourself the second you become a mom. So to look and see some women being able to show up for themselves, even if it's hard as hell, I think that's so fucking cool, and I hope that I can do the same one day. So I have some amazing friends where there's just like pieces of them that I take with me and I try to incorporate in my life, and I do, and it makes me a better person. Your friends should be happy for you, and you should be happy for them. I think this is one of the worst ones as it relates to friends, because it's definitely kind of common to experience jealousy, and there's nothing wrong with jealousy. I have a whole video on how you can turn jealousy into a superpower, because it is a normal human emotion. But when you let jealousy dictate your relationships and how you treat people and how you treat yourself and how you think of yourself, then you're going a little haywire with it. But no, you're not crazy if you've ever been jealous of a friend for something that they got. However, it's important to still be happy for them. And it's important to recognize when maybe we're being a little toxic, right? Maybe we're being jealous, and take a step back and ask ourselves, why? Why can't I be happy for this person? Because some part of their success is a mirror to you in an area of your life that you're not satisfied with. That's okay. That's totally fine. But the awareness around that is what's going to make you a better friend and a better person to yourself. So don't feel bad when your friends are killing it and doing amazing things. Just know it's honestly a good sign, because if your friends are killing it, you're going to be killing it too, because birds of a feather flock together. I truly believe that. So I never understand when there are friends who want to keep their friends like not winning, when they're not supportive of their friends' accomplishments and wins. I've never understood that, because I'm like, if I'm winning, y'all are winning, because energy transmutes. Trust me, we can't see these things, but like attracts like. So I know if my friends are making more money than me, I love that, because that means it's coming my way. Okay, I try to keep the energy that I want to be at, right? So that's why I say add in friends who you want to be inspired by, because they're going to keep you challenging yourself in the best possible ways. And it doesn't always have to be financial. I was just throwing that as an example because I love money, but it doesn't have to be financial. Like I said, I had other examples that were completely non-money related. Keep those people around you and be happy for them when they win, because your time is coming too, and they're going to be so happy for you. My back. Jesus. I don't know if I can do this floor thing anymore, guys. I'm 30 now. Oh, okay. This one's a little hard, but we're going to get into it. So here's the thing. You should never feel like the option friend. And maybe this goes back to the whole don't force yourself into situations and places you shouldn't be forced in, right? But the option friend, let's give you an example. Someone wants to go to dinner. Maybe there's a few seats available. Somebody can't make it. You are the option friend. And here's the thing. To be realistic, this should happen all the time. It really isn't that deep every single time. But if you find yourself being the option friend more often than not, I think it's important to take a look at what's going on with these relationships. And this was also a part of what I've experienced in my 20s, high school, where I always felt like I was the option friend if somebody couldn't make it. I was kind of made to feel secondary to certain people. Not everybody, but to certain people. And because it happened to me in high school, I carried that with me through college and into my 20s. It took a lot for me to break it. And the reason actually ties into the next point that I'll get into in a second. But I was so afraid of not having enough friends that I would rather have half-assed friends than like a few quality ones. And in my defense, when you're a teenager and you're in high school, the only thing you care about is acceptance. But if you are a teenager watching this, please take it from your big sister, Bestie B. When you were my age, none of this shit matters. Half the people who were so cool in high school, nobody gives a fuck about them, respectfully. Everyone has their own lives now. None of that matters. What really matters, and truly, what I can say I can remember from my high school years is how people treated me. And I hope that I wasn't an asshole either, because I probably was like a foul teenager at points too. But for the most part, I definitely tried to be kind to people because I knew what it felt like to feel like an option, to feel like the background friend. And it sucks. But that's not for you to go change that. You don't need to force a change to happen there. You need to see yourself as the amazing person that you are and stop dealing with people like that and start appreciating the people who do treat you amazing. Invest in those relationships. As I say, water the garden where it is growing. You know, keep that going, nurture it. So my next point that I was going to tie into, I really used to prioritize quantity over quality. I wanted all the friends. I definitely valued popularity in high school. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be accepted. And who doesn't, right? It's human nature. But when you're more focused on having more friends than your integrity and self-respect, and you would rather have friends that treat you like shit, that's the problem. That is a problem. As long as you see yourself in that light where you think you deserve to be treated half-ass, that's a huge problem because that energy is going to carry over in so many other areas of your life where you think it's okay to have half-assery, okay? It's not. And so it doesn't mean that you have to be like,
I'm not going to be friends with you.
Like, it's really not that deep. It's just like, hey, take note of how people treat you and know where to put your energy. And it's not personal, baby, because guess what? We got to get good with self-validation. In 2024, we're tackling this together. Validation here and only here is all that matters. Any external validation is what will drive you mad. Because if you are constantly seeking the approval of other people, you will never satisfy yourself because you'll always be doing it for someone else. So when it comes down to quality versus quantity, I had to learn that it was way more important to trim the fat per se and focus on the friendships that were giving back to me on an emotional level, on a personal level, the relationships that filled my cup versus leaving certain friends and feeling that weird, icky feeling and ruminating over the things I said. You shouldn't leave your friends feeling like that. You should leave your friends feeling energized, happy, peaceful. I always love to do a little check with myself when I leave someone because I really do believe on a spiritual level, we communicate with each other. And if you leave someone and you feel so incredibly drained, I feel like that is a sign that you are with an energy drainer, aka someone who probably shouldn't be your friend. And again, I want to reiterate, this doesn't mean these people are bad people. It just means that they're probably not for you. Someone being for you and someone being a bad person are two different things. I want to be clear about that. So sometimes it's just that simple. You guys just don't vibe. And that's it. Stop thinking into it. Stop trying to make it a whole thing. That's what it is. But yes, fewer relationships in my life have, one, made my friendships more fulfilling. And two, I've been able to get rid of the friendships that were not serving me. Another friendship rule that I started to implement was paying attention to how people speak about other people and treat other people that are my friends. Because yeah, of course your friends are going to be nice to you, but how do they treat other people? And this is my personal hot take. I don't want to offend anyone because I have many thoughts about this. I've been friends with certain people who have cheated on their significant other. Listen, if you've done it, I'm not judging you. I get people make mistakes and I don't know your story. But however, in this situation with the friend that I'm talking about, this was a common thing for her, okay? Love her. But I realized if she could treat someone that way that she sleeps with, she would totally shit on me because we ain't fucking. Listen, I try to be nice to the people I sleep with, okay? I'm with this friend who is openly telling me about her cheating escapades and she feels no remorse for it. I'm like, well, what the hell would she do to me? You know what I'm saying? Take it for what it is. People will show you their true colors and you're no exception to that. You know what I'm saying? So I personally started to take note of how people treat other people. Not just one mere example, but that scares me because of course they're going to be nice in my face. But when I'm not around, what do they say about me? If they're talking about someone else like this that we're supposedly friends with. Take it for what it is, guys. Take off the rose-colored glasses. I'm really excited for friendships in 2024. I am really proud of myself for where I'm at now, especially with developing strong, healthy female friendships. And I could probably dissect like why that was so hard for me for a while in another video. But again, I would love to answer more questions that you have about friendships. So if you have any that you want to talk about, topics or anything, drop them in the comments. And if you have friendship rules in particular as well, I would love to hear them. Like, what do you gauge in a friendship that's like an indicator of a good friendship or a not so great one? Share that with me. Anyways, yeah, we're kicking off the new year. I love you guys. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe. subscribe, of course. Like this video, comment, do something, share it. I don't know. Support ya girl for free. Also, one quick thing here. I feel like I should go live on YouTube a little more. I just want to like try that out. So I'm curious, do you guys have a day in particular that you like that kind of stuff? Like, what day is good for you? Let me work on your schedule. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this video up. I love you. I'll see you next week.